commentary on the messages of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei.
Brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Mudarrisi, and we shall now examine more closely the message delivered by our leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei, on the occasion of the 37th anniversary of the demise of the founder of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, and the anniversary of Eid Ghadir. In another part of the message, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei reframes Imam Khomeini as a figure who is famous yet less well known, and the message states, "Many members of our nation, especially the younger generation, did not have the privilege of experiencing his presence firsthand. Even many of those who were alive during his lifetime may not have yet fully grasped the depth of his personality and the essence of Imam's path and thought." So, we can say, by having a look at this part of the message, that Imam Khamenei is trying to make us understand the unified continuum of movement from 15th of Khordad of 1342 after Hijrah to Isfand of 1404 this year. So this section of the message can be examined through different main principles. First, Ayatollah Khamenei says that Imam Khomeini was famous and reflects the establishment of Imam Khomeini's historical stature as both the national and international levels. Then, Ayatollah Khamenei says that our Imam, our magnanimous Imam Khomeini, was less well known. And this carries two meanings. First, it acknowledges that even contemporary generations have yet to fully comprehend the depth of the personality and thought of Imam Khomeini. And second, it actually constitutes a warning to both intellectual elites and the general public that the Imam was not merely a political leader. Rather, he was a righteous servant of God and the great spirit of his age. That is why these exact wordings are mentioned in the message of Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei. And the purpose of this formulation is to underscore the necessity of reflection, dialogue, and elucidation in order to uncover the lesser-known dimensions of Imam Khomeini's personality and thought, particularly for the younger generation. And of course, the annual anniversary of the passing of the late Imam provides a valuable opportunity to introduce and further elucidate his personality and intellectual legacy. So, that is why, in this part of the message, before anything else, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei talks about this unified continuum of movement from 1342 to right now, at this contemporary era, at this very right time. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me.